Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast on this 21st day of June, 2021. Yesterday was Father's Day. I'm not a father, didn't get any gifts. Rookie, you are a father. You said you got a milkshake machine.
That's
just what I need, right?
Pretty
awesome. So what is that like? I don't know. Have you ever gotten a memorable Father's Day gift?
Well, this one's memorable. Are you suggesting that a milkshake maker is not memorable?
No, you know what I mean. Like anything, really?
Not really. I mean, I've only been a father for 13 years.
Well,
I'm assuming
true.
The first six, they don't know anything. I think maybe the missus gives you something. Yeah. Here's the thing about when you're an adult, look, you need it, you go get it, right?
Right.
If you're relying on birthday presents from your kids or Father's Day gifts for something that you need,
you're paying for it ultimately anyway, right?
It is. Ultimately, I paid for it, or Mrs. Rookie paid for it. You know, it came out of our account. Although, I got to ask her if she did do this. I've started charging the kids $5.
For what?
I just did it this year. Started it, actually, with Mother's Day. I said, what do you want to get Mom for Mother's Day? Jackson had an idea. Gabby had an idea what they wanted to get her. We went shopping together, but I paid for it, but I made them each give me $5.
Oh, okay.
So they have a little skin in the game.
Sure.
And I think I told this story around Mother's Day, because I think Jackson said something about it. And I told him, I said, either your mom's worth $5 or she's not. You make the decision.
Oh.
All right? So
wow.
It's about time to start making
okay.
choices, right?
All right.
So they each had to pay $5 towards Mrs. Rookie's Mother's Day presents. And then Gabby's best friend, Cece, who has a birthday coming up here this week, I think. But they celebrated last week, and I think there was a sleepover at our house, and Gabby and Cece and then one of their other good friends came over, and they decorated the basement, happy birthday and all that.
Mm.
And Gabby wanted to buy Cece a present. And I said, all right, what are you doing? What do you want? Okay, we'll get that for her. You owe me $5, though. You want to get CC a present? You got to give me $5. So trying to make that, and that's what they're supposed to do for the Father's Day gifts. I got to talk to Mrs. Rookie to see if they've made.
If she charged them.
If she charged them.
Did you charge the kids?
But you want to make them. You know, you're trying to have fun, but teach them life's lessons now too.
Right.
That things aren't free. They just. The money isn't endless. It just doesn't. Whatever you want, you get. There's,
right.
You gotta earn for it.
Affordability factor.
Absolutely.
In there.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny because last night, as we were watching the end of the golf, and I made the kids come down. I said, what do you want to do? It's Father's Day. You're gonna watch the end of the golf tournament with me. Then we watched the movie when it was all over at 7:30, whatever it was, 7 o'clock, 7:15. But Gabby, she's looking online. Places in Green Bay where you can work at 14 years old, because they turn 14 in the fall. And there are some places where you can work like 10 hours a week during the school year. From Labor Day to Memorial Day, you can work 10 hours a week.
Over the summer?
During the school year. And then from
okay.
Memorial Day to Labor Day, the summer.
Yeah.
You can work 40. A kid can work like full time.
Really?
I believe.
Okay.
So Gabby was Googling places that a 14-year-old can work in Green Bay. Wants
awesome.
The money.
That's good.
Like
Jackson's Googling, where's the latest Fortnite tournament?
Exactly. That's about it. But so, circling back to Father's Day gifts now, but it was funny getting a milkshake maker because we've joked about it. We've had it before. We've talked about getting one before. We go, man, we should make milkshakes and all that. So just what a fat dad needs.
Well, it's funny that you brought that up, because what did I tell you the other day, last Friday? The man, you know what I miss? Chocolate milkshake.
Yeah.
Haven't had one of those in a long time.
But it's funny because we'll stop after hockey or something. If I've got the kids after hockey practice or something, typically once a week, we'd stop at McDonald's on the way home and get a milkshake,
mm-hmm.
something like that. But so we've been talking about getting one, and they got it, and they were excited to get it. Mrs. Rookie was telling me how they were just pumped up to give it to me. So when I opened it, I said, oh, awesome, a milkshake. I said, is this for me or for you guys? Well, for all of us.
Everyone gets to enjoy. Well, that's good.
So
I'm glad you had a nice day. Nice
congratulations
day.
To you, too, on nobody knocking on the door.
Yeah, that's good.
Any unexpected cards in the mail? I know that's always it's always a dicey time of year for
you. Not out of the woods yet. Today, you know, Sunday, no mail.
For sure.
So
sure.
Today would be the final day where I could take that sigh of relief.
Right.
No, can I call you Dad?
I don't know.
Visitors?
No, you may not.
No. I would like that DNA test, please.
So I know it's always a dicey time of year for you.
It is. A little nervous, but made it through another. No gifts from Rhino, no special gifts. He was scared yesterday because I was doing some cleaning and vacuuming the whole house and everything. He doesn't like the vacuum. He doesn't like bark at it, but he just goes away from it. So if I'm downstairs vacuuming, he will go upstairs.
Sure.
And lay under the bed. Or if I go upstairs and he goes upstairs. He likes to be wherever the vacuum isn't.
Right. And the funny thing is they see you break it out, you don't even have to turn it on.
Dude, oh yeah, for sure. Oh yeah. But I picked up more fuzz yesterday because he just tears up these toys, man. He gets no, and then so he got into a pillow and tore that. There's pillow fuzz all over the place, man. So I did a lot of fuzz picking up. I had to empty out the vacuum cleaner multiple times.
Still operating the shark too, right?
Oh yeah, and it all goes to one place though in the
right.
thing. The fuzz doesn't go into the main container. It gets caught in this high-up filter.
Right, and so, then you got to take that out. Otherwise, it does lose a little bit of suction.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, it was a good day. It was a good day to do stuff indoors. It wasn't beautiful outside, so.
It's always kind of funny because Mrs. Rookie has done this. Has turned everything's a weekend. It's no longer Father's Day. It's like Father's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Father's Day for me started Friday,
okay.
At dinner time, you know, it's like Father's Day weekend, whatever Dad wants. I'm like, all right, I'm going
nice.
To dinner. You know, but then I'm doing stuff like Saturday was a beautiful day, and I'm doing stuff out in the yard, and I was washing the cars. I cleaned out the inside of them a little bit, and she's like, why are you doing stuff on Father's Day? You should be relaxing and doing nothing. It's like you turn into your dad. You know, 20 years ago, I would have done nothing. But now it's like I like putzing in the yard, and
right.
you know, I don't have to mow it. The kids are mowing it, but I'll weed whack every now and then and cleaning the cars and just kind of putzing around. And it's, I am my dad.
I bought a new outdoor light for my back for the porch. I had this light that was just kind of hanging there. It was all beat up, and I was going to paint it. I just thought, you know what, I'll just take that off and paint it, and it'll be, fix it up, piece of cake. And then I went to take it off. Oh, here's why I didn't do that. Because when you put the thing, they got those little tiny screws that mm-hmm. you, okay, so
little
I could,
balls.
Yeah, the little tiny ones to do the final installation mm-hmm. of a light like that. And those were on there so tight because that thing's been on there for I don't know how many years. When I went to take them off, I needed a pair of pliers to do it. And I stripped all of them, paint off, and misshaped, and just kind of trashed them. So I'm like, you know what? I can get it one of these cheap. So I just went down to Menards and got a cheap one and
put it on. Now you go buy
it. Looks
video.
Great.
I did that.
It looks great. There you go.
Good.
And another big purchase. I bought some new weed whacker
line.
The trimmer line, they call it. And so I'm excited about that. So that was my big weekend.
Man, are we old?
I know.
Putzing around the yard and weed whacker
yeah.
trim, and we're all excited.
Yeah. So it's funny because I checked the spool on my weed whacker, and I still had about maybe, I don't know, less than a foot left on the current one, so I wasn't quite ready to string my own.
Right.
So I said, you know what, just go do some weed whacking. I'll wear this thing down. I'll wear it down.
Oh,
I could have just taken it off, right, and started
right.
anew. But I'm like,
you
I'm
don't
not
going to
waste that last foot.
Yeah.
Terrible. But it was fun.
We're
I
sad.
Did what I wanted
we
to
are
do.
Sad, sad people.
And then I watched a lot of golf, and I watched basketball, and some hockey, and some baseball. So it's all good. All right.
See you later.
Have a great rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow. Listen to the Bill and Rookie Experience. It starts at 10 a.m. every Monday. No, it starts at 6 a.m. until 10 a.m. every Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.